An effort to keep classrooms staffed up during the pandemic seems to be opening up opportunities for more teachers of color. The state's new emergency license allows people to start teaching without passing the state certification test as long as they have a bachelor's degree. More from WBUR's Kerry Young.
Carmen Rios says teaching kindergarten is her passion. She spent 14 years doing just that in Puerto Rico. When she moved to Massachusetts in 2014, she wanted to teach, but hit a few roadblocks.
I heard that I had to do a lot of steps to get the license, and then I was scared about my language because all the MTELs is in English.
Back then, Rios didn't have the money to complete the licensure process, so she had to press pause on her teaching career.
I had to live in a shelter with my kids, and then I got my apartment, and then I got my first job in McDonald's.
She eventually did make her way back into the classroom, working as a paraprofessional. And this year, with the emergency license program, she was able to become a lead kindergarten teacher in a bilingual classroom in Framingham.
So I feel very happy and very proud of myself, too.
As of March, the state issued nearly 7,000 emergency teaching licenses.
The fact that that many people were interested in going into schools, knowing what they were going to experience when they got there, it's been really interesting.
Liz Lucy is the state's director of educator effectiveness. She explains that when school buildings closed last year, so did the testing sites for the teaching license test known as the MTEL, and they're still not running at full capacity. All of that has created a backlog of about 13,000 tests. State leaders didn't want the teacher pipeline to come to a screeching halt, so with the help of the Massachusetts teachers' unions, they created this temporary license to keep new teachers flowing into the system. And it's done that really well so far. It's also come with some unexpected benefits. At least 25% of the emergency licenses that were granted went to people of color.
We were really thrilled that we had the uptake we did and that we saw the diversity of the individuals that were applying to it.
Currently, only 8% of Massachusetts teachers are Black, Indigenous, Latinx, or Asian, even though about 40% of the student population are people of color. So why did this license attract applicants that are more reflective of the state's student population? Education researchers think that part of the answer could center around the licensure test.
It's possible if candidates of color perceive the exam to be a barrier, they may be less likely to embark on this process.
Boston University researcher Joshua Goodman has studied the Massachusetts teacher pipeline. According to his research, the state loses most candidates of color before they even sit for the state licensure test. About 87% of people who take these tests are white. Goodman says there could be a lesson to learn from colleges this year, who, because of the pandemic, dropped the SAT and ACT requirements for admissions.
There have been at least some, you know, elite colleges that have seen pretty big spikes in applications from students of color who very clearly perceive those tests as a barrier. Whether they are right or not, removing them has certainly attracted a new set of applicants.
Some district leaders argue that finances could also be limiting who applies to become a lead teacher. The process can be expensive. Elementary school jobs often require people to pass several specific college courses and a series of MTELs, which cost $139 each. Sean Walsh is the vice president of the Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education, and he's the director of human resources at Randolph Public Schools.
You know, the financial barriers of that when you're working as a paraprofessional are in some cases insurmountable.
That was the case for Adam Yanez. He has a bachelor's degree, but needed additional college courses to qualify for a teaching license. Before the pandemic, he was working as a paraprofessional in Framingham. As a lead teacher with an emergency license today, he's making more money. And he's now on track to finish up his master's in education by the fall.
I think that, you know, by allowing people like myself to have sort of the income to contribute to our education, and also the experience, I think that it is a very good investment.
State officials say the emergency license program has inadvertently become an important addition to Massachusetts' existing teacher diversity efforts. Policymakers and researchers say there's a lot we can learn from this accidental experiment. Dan Goldhaber, the director of the Calder Center, which is a research organization, says states like Massachusetts are looking for more ways of predicting teacher effectiveness because, he says, licensure tests are only somewhat predictive of success in the classroom.
Teachers of color tend to do less well on licensure tests. So if you use them and you don't do anything else, you're likely to be excluding some people who would have made for effective teachers.
But Goldhaber says states are in a tough position. They need a quantifiable way to ensure that teachers know what they're doing. But Goldhaber's team is starting to look for other markers that could work too, like GPA in college science classes, for example.
Does that kind of background in subject matter predict how effective a person is if they eventually become a high school science teacher? And believe it or not, that sounds like a very basic question, but we don't know the answer to that very well.
The emergency license program has been extended for one more school year to help the state catch up on its MTEL backlog. But policymakers say they'll be watching closely to see how else this temporary program affected schools. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.